Beach Music by Pat Conroy. Copyright 1995 by Pat Conroy. This recording of the full-length reading of Beach Music was published by arrangement with Doubleday, a division of Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Jonathan Mayrose. Prologue. In 1980, a year after my wife leapt to her death from the Silas Perlman Bridge in Charleston, South Carolina, I moved to Italy to begin life anew, taking our small daughter with me. Our sweet Leah was not quite two when my wife, Shyla, stopped her car on the highest point of the bridge and looked over, for the last time, the city she loved so well. She had put on the emergency brake and opened the door of our car, then lifted herself up to the rail of the bridge with the delicacy and enigmatic grace that was always Shyla's cat-like gift. She was also quick-witted and funny, but she carried within her a dark side that she hid with bright illusions and an irony as finely wrought as lace. She had so mastered the strategies of camouflage that her own history had seemed a series of well-placed mirrors that kept her hidden from herself. It was nearly sunset, and a tape of the Drifter's greatest hits poured out of the car's stereo. She had recently had our car serviced, and the gasoline tank was full. She had paid all the bills and set up an appointment with Dr. Joseph for my teeth to be cleaned. Even in her final moments, her instincts tended toward the orderly.